It's on.
We sound good, don't we?
We always sound good. At least I think my voice sounds better than it did this morning.
Yeah. M-Bot sounded a little hoarse.
Raspy.
A little bit raspers.
I was a little bit fried. Yeah, I drank a little bit too much oil last night. And
a little bit deep in the oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had a bit of an oil hangover.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CFPR
101.9 FM.
A little bit of a switch up there.
I know, I didn't know what to do.
We just looked at each other.
We choked.
What transmission is this?
33.
Wow.
I know.
Every time.
Wow.
We apologize for the rebroadcasting of a show. On our last show 2 weeks ago, it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We have robot families who need our robot attention sometimes.
It's true. Yeah. But you got to hear Heather and our discussion on the Polaris Prize again, though.
Okay, yeah. For the second week in a row.
Well, speaking of Polaris Prize and Canadian music, shall we get into our show?
Let's get into it.
All right. So, I don't know how long you guys have been listening to the show for, but about, I don't know, like a year ago or so, we did a couple shows just on robo record labels at Rock Our Robo Brain Chips. And we just picked record labels that we liked.
Yeah, the shows are just dedicated. I think two labels per show.
Yeah.
We did.
So we're really creative, so we're going to do that again. And no surprise about what the theme is titled. So let's just get into it. The theme of transmission number 33 is even more record labels at Rock Our Robo Brain Chips.
And this is the Mothership Edition.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain that, S-Bot?
By Mothership, we mean our homeland. The Mothership. Canada.
Canada. So we're just focusing on two Canadian labels.
This has been a lot of Canadian love over the last
two months.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
So it'll be our third live Canadian show.
That's true.
In the last 2 months. So yeah, we just focused on two Canadian labels that we found interesting, either like, I don't know, I think we both found ours differently. No.
Yeah.
We can explain that when we get there, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think for both of them, we've definitely played artists from these labels before, but it's interesting to look at just a single label to mm-hmm. see, you know, as in terms of like their roster and if they're trying to achieve a certain sound or they have some kind of point of view.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to learn about new music as well.
Yeah.
That, like, I would never have known about pretty much any of these bands, but now I do because I picked that label. And
yeah, it's interesting to look at labels like this at all, because I'm not sure if there's too many labels that exist these days where people will just buy any record that comes out on that label.
Mm-hmm.
And there's maybe been more of a resurgence of that lately. I feel like, for instance, Jag Jaguar.
I was just going to say.
Is like the hip, cool label now where it's like almost anything that comes out, people will pick up just to hear, you know, what they're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of these labels are somewhat similar in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely mine. And that's one of the reasons I picked it, and is what we're going to start off with. It's Constellation Records, which are based out of Montreal, Quebec. They formed in 1997, I believe. Their first artist was Godspeed You Black Emperor, which I think they're still like best known for.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just like that kind of like prog, like Canadian prog rock movement was based or was born out of kind of Godspeed.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of recognition to Constellation.
I was trying to tidy
went down hard. But yeah, I think people look to them for kind of like progressive or like post rock music for a period of time. And I think that Godspeed only had 3 albums max. I think only maybe 2. And then they disbanded to do whatever they did. I guess they all went in different directions. I think the most recognition was for The Silver Mountains Island.
Yeah.
But anyways, I pulled out a little bit of information on them. At the time of its inception, the label was fiercely anti-corporate, anti-capitalist, and anti-globalist. And its mission statement was to enact a mode of cultural production that critiques the worst tendencies of the music industry, artistic commodification, and perhaps in some tiny way, the world at large.
Pretentious.
Pretentious. And they, like, essentially they hope to, like, recover and rebuild the independent music ethic, similar in many ways to a lot of other independent labels. And at least when they started out, they refused to have their albums sold out of, like, HMVs or, like, Virgin Records. They just wanted to deal with like small like independent stores and retailers, but I don't think that's the case anymore, because you can get their stuff almost anywhere. I know you can definitely get it on like Amazon. So it doesn't get much more corporate than that. Okay, let's get into the first track. Appropriately, the first artist will be Godspeed You Black Emperor. Be prepared, this is a fairly long track, as they all are.
Mine will make up for them, because they're all like 2 minutes long. Yeah.
It's the last track on the Yankee UXO album, and the track is called Motherfucker Equals Redeemer Continued.
Sweet.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
topic and such an abrupt ending. All right, so that was Godspeed You Black Emperor with the track Motherfucker Equals Redeemer. Continued. I stumbled after that.
Equals.
It's not actually, it doesn't say equal, it's just an equal sign. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I feel like a lot of artists on this label sound somewhat, well, I shouldn't say similar, but a lot of the artists I've chosen sound somewhat similar. Okay, up next is Vic Chestnut. I'd never heard him before. just upon researching Constellation, I stumbled across them, and I gave this album a listen. His backing band is the Silver Mountain Zion,
which is amazing.
Memorial Orchestra and the Tralala Band, who I didn't choose as one of the artists because we played them
many times
in the past. But as it turns out, they managed to sneak their way in.
Anyways, yeah.
And I think a lot of these artists collaborate with each other too, which is nice to see. I think it's more like the Constellation family.
Oh,
they all work on each other's records.
Which
I like the idea of. Yeah, actually, let's get right to it. This is Vic Chestnut's. The song is called Glossolalia, I think, from his album North Star Deserter. And following that is going to be Fly Pan Am, who... This is from their third album called N'écoutez pas, which is like... on this album, they go by Le Fly Pan Am. This is like their all like French album.
Oh, yeah.
Even though there's not that many vocals in it anyways. It sounds great, though. It's like their third album. They're from Montreal, and they sound really good. They're always pretty solid. And this song will be called Pas et Pas, Step Until.
Great.
So here's Vic Chestnut with Glossolalia, and after that, Fly Pan Am with Pas et Pas, Step Until.
Thrashing and flashing, glossolalia. Film Society.
The Norm Theater, located in the sub-main concourse, plays the hottest films Wednesday through Sunday. Go to UBCFilmSociety.com for full scheduling information. Sign up for a membership at The Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits. Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
Film Sock? I think so.
Wow.
All right.
That was an interesting ad.
They're always so interesting.
They're always just so good, all these ads. Just really love the production.
Okay, so that was just Fly Pan Am with Pae Pa, Step On Till. And before that was Vic Chestnut with Glossolalia. Oh, man, these titles. I was just noting, I'm like, every time I say something in French, it sounds like an instructional video.
Pas et pas, step until.
Or like dance instructions of some kind. Okay, this is my last band from the Constellation record label. The band is Do Make Say Think.
We love them.
We love them. We saw them on the ferry one time.
But we were too nervous to say hi.
You know what? I think that's actually a story that we told on our first show.
Probably.
About you us, know what? Like, it's... seeing, like, yeah, some, like, minor celebrities to us. Like, Do Make Say Think on the ferry and sitting close to them and listening to them.
Wait, I'm going to see if we wrote about it. No, sometimes we write stuff like that down.
But yeah, they actually just recently had an album come out called Other Truths. It's their sixth album. They're out of Toronto. We did.
We M-Bot totally just found did. It. Okay, this is what it says. It says, saw them on the ferry, but were too afraid to talk to them. Building excitement as we figured out who they were.
Oh, yeah. It was like a mystery. We're like, they're totally a band. But we're like, what band? And then within the course of an hour and a half ferry ride, we've discovered that they were Do Make Say Things.
It was because one of them was wearing their own t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that is what. And we were like, we were sure there was a girl in the band. And we're like, there's one girl. That's for sure a band. Sure, Canadian band. Oh, that's good. Okay, this latest album is just like four tracks. Each one of the tracks is like one of the words in their name. And what we're going to hear is the opening track, which is called Do.
Good.
Enjoy. This has been Constellation Records.
Thank you.
Okay, that was just Do Make Say Think with the track Do from their album Other Truths.
Now it's my turn. So my songs are short, and we're going to try and fit all of them in 15 minutes. So there's four of them. So let's try and do this. I chose Paper Bag Records
because they're rad.
Because they're rad. And I really, really like Woodhands, like one of my new favorite bands, who, by the way, are going to be playing at the Biltmore on November 28th.
Be there.
And they're on Paper Bag. And then I just like looked up their artists, and they all sound awesome. And yeah, it was actually pretty funny. We were just talking about how Constellation started out as just distributing their stuff to smaller, like independently owned stores. And when I was in Toronto this summer, I went to this amazing record store called Criminal Records, and they had an entire section just dedicated to Paper Bag Records.
Nice.
Which is a Toronto-based record label. Well, okay, I'll read you the snippet.
Give me the blurb.
So it was originally the label was created with the intention of focusing specifically on the Toronto-based indie rock music scene, but they've recently ventured out into the European indie rock. They have a couple like bands from Denmark signed now. Anyways, what's interesting about it? Let's see. We thought this was cute. Okay, so they were the label that was responsible for releasing this album, this compilation album called See You on the Moon, which featured artists like Sufjan Stevens, Great Lake Swimmers, and Hot Chip performing songs for children.
I really want to hear that bad.
Yeah, me too.
We will investigate that and see if the station has it.
Yeah, and see if we can't play it for you guys. They just seem like a really fun and like young record label.
Yeah.
Cute.
To tell you the truth, like I wasn't that familiar with them as a label, but then when I saw the roster, I'm like, oh, I know all of these.
Yeah,
artists.
I mean, like You Say Party We Say Die is on there, Stars is on there. The first Broken Social Scene album was released.
Right. I wonder if it predates Arts and Crafts.
I think it does. Well, it's 2002. When is Arts and Crafts? No, 2000. Arts and Crafts is around there too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're not gonna blab because we're gonna try and get through these. So first is a band called Little Girls, and this album is Concepts, and it sounds a little bit lo-fi. It's like in the vein of like Women.
I'm all over Little Girls.
Little Girl. Oh, that's funny.
I'm all over this. I think it sounds,
yeah. Spot loves it.
Lo-fi.
This track is Imaginary Friends. I think it's cute. I like it. And then after that is, man, pile of stuff. Oh, it's Tokyo Police Club. With this is off of their EP Smith, which came out in 2007. And this track is called Box. Okay, so they're 2 minutes, so we'll be back like in half of one of S-Bot's songs. All right, so here is Little Girls and Imaginary Friends, and following that, Tokyo Police Club and Box.
Yeah. Okay. Try that. Good chance we won't make it to the big dance they all owe us. Kisses for two. So if I may, I will take the first step and say I feel like drowning till the end of the month. 'Cause I'm a fake who sticks to his guns. It's what I know, son. To a lie, a lie. Oh, oh, oh. And it comes easy. Colors are bleeding into gray. I know you're feeling down, and baby, I want to get down with you. Man, and the world is fine, so say you lose fine, so you're not afraid.
We are back. Do you feel? I feel like we're like running right now, like a very.
We're like wheeling around on our chairs all around the station.
Gotta finish the show. Okay, so that was just Tokyo Police Club off of their Smith EP, and that track was Box. And following, or before that, was Little Girls and the track Imaginary Friends off of their new album Concepts, which is just released recently.
Which sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get that for sure.
So yeah, I guess we're gonna say goodbye now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been listening to All Lost in the Dream.
What starts with an M? Let's do the game. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. All awesome in your ears. On CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's happening anymore. And this has been our dedication to a couple mothership record labels that rock our brain chips.
Rock our robo brain chips.
So we started it off with Constellation Records, and we're ending it with Paper Bag Records. And we have a couple more tracks for you guys before the end of the night, so we're just gonna get into them. First up is Winter Gloves. I think they're on tour right now as well, and they sound awesome. This is an album called
You Sound Awesome.
It's called About a Girl. It has some synth in it, which is pretty amazing. And this track is Factories. And then we're going to close the show off with The Acorn off of their album. Not their latest one. I don't know why we don't have that at the station. Yeah. But this is off of their 2007 record, Glory Hope Mountain. And the track is Flood. It's pretty epic. So we're just going to leave you with that.
Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, and stay tuned because Mondo Trasho is up next with Maxwell. And then following that is Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike.
Smiley.
So stay tuned. So enjoy the rest of the Paper Bag half of the show. And we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Good night.
serpent's his soliloquy. While picking snails from the river of the valley. Don't see the storm clouds piling up so quietly.
Hey folks, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, the station that plays some of what you want sometimes, regardless of whether or not you want to hear it. You're listening to Mondo Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell, that's me. I'm, as you can tell, really excited to be here, and I've got some great albums for you today. We're going to start off with the Peaches album. We're doing SoCan, and what that means is the little people with their clipboards take very careful note of what we're playing for the next day or two, which means that I have very carefully assembled a really awesome playlist of great Canadian stuff that I think is worth supporting, or stuff in general. Most of it's Canadian, but some of it is international. And of course, CITR being CITR, there is no little cable to connect my computer. So at the absolute last minute, I have grabbed some good records, and I'm going to play those. We've got Peaches, the new Peaches, of course, Camera Obscura, Passion Pit, the new Phoenix record, which is really exciting, Falco and Monashi, who I'm only playing because they opened for me once when I was DJing, and a bunch of bands off of Vancouver's Punk as Fuck, the exciting new compilation, which I am going to try and fudge the numbers by playing as many songs off of as possible, just because of exciting acts like Mr. Plow, Rebel Spell, and this is one. I actually hate this band, but what a great name. Picking on Toddlers. Who knew? So we're going to round off the set with some Dinosaur Jr., Iggy Pop, and Islands, which basically means that if you have a computer with an internet connection and LimeWire, you could replicate this with an iPod set on shuffle. So let's take it away with some Peaches. Awesome. Hey, Peaches.